Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
How do you have to, I guess, prepare, call it to for your game plan, how you're going to call a game when you know you're going against a defensive coordinator that knows Caleb intimately?
We've got guys in the building that know how his mind works, and so we had some information on schematically how he liked to approach my offense in general and his feelings on Caleb. So I feel like we know what he knows, and you know we'll be just fine there.
That was Ben Johnson. Talking about his quarterback, Caleb Williams. Ben Johnson, the head coach of the 0-2 Bears. This is Rahimi and Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. As we continue to talk about a matchup on this Thursday against the Cowboys, where, yes, I do take into account their performance against the Giants as to why I think this plus the improvement that we saw from week one to week two with the quarterback could lead to a Bears win. It's at home. I've said it before. I feel like this is one of those games where the Bears have an opportunity in front of them, especially defensively, to be able to do so. That Cowboys defense gave up 478 yards of offense to the Giants. The Giants were able to get 22 first downs. 15 of those were passing. They were 6 for 14 on third down. That game was a 40-37 overtime win for the Cowboys, but they had to eke it out. On the ground, the Cowboys gave up 84 yards rushing, and they also had, to their name, 135. So when you consider all of that, I sincerely believe that the Cowboys' defense is not exactly the same world-beater type that we saw in Week 1 against the Vikings, and I think that at home especially, you could see some real damage done by this Bears defense, or this Bears offense, rather.
Layla, I need you to understand this. As we look at this week and what lies ahead and understanding the bye just a couple of weeks away, this is going to be the best opportunity for Caleb Williams to get off and to do his thing. Because the Cowboys, as you mentioned, coming off of just a horrible defensive performance, they let Russell Wilson throw for 450. Not 2015 Russell Wilson. They let 2025 Russell Wilson throw for 450 yards against them. They give up 283 yards passing per game. That's third worst in the NFL. Caleb took a step forward from week one to week two. Out of a 52-21 blowout, the biggest takeaway was, from a positive standpoint, well, at least Caleb Williams seems to be headed in the right direction. And now I think he's going to head and take another step forward. And I think this week we might get a giant step forward. If he cannot throw the ball away. Yeah. If he cannot throw the ball away, Caleb Williams has a chance to do something very special. Because this is giving video game shootout vibes. And I think Caleb Williams might have a chance this week to match the potential that we all kind of dreamed of when we thought about this Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams partnership and what it would mean for the Bears offense going forward for a decade?
Yes, and I also feel like they're just signs, right? You have signs, and as Olin said earlier in the week, the film talks to you. And there's a lot of discourse we know online about Caleb Williams from various film experts. And even some hot takes that I think we feel like are out of pocket. And we're going to talk to Danny Parkins about those because he worked with Colin Cowherd on a daily basis, for example. And I felt like that was off base. If you watch the game and you watched it intently, which a lot of people have done between Sunday and now, they know everybody seems to be in a similar place about what they saw out of Caleb Williams. And that was I think better timing, better rhythm. The cadence is something that's a focus. Again, they scored on their first drive. They only scored on 3 out of their 13 drives. That's bad. But they scored touchdowns on those. I thought there was good play design. This is something where you saw progress week to week. And that's really the standard right now when it comes to the expectation for him in the offense.
And the understanding is, you know, any progress that Caleb Williams makes this season may not be linear. It may not be just one line going up and across the graph, like a line graph.
No, that would be really predictable if so, and everybody would make a lot of money on their predictions.
You face different challenges, different teams, different defenses every week, and that's why it is going to be more of a jagged up and down with Caleb Williams, but you hope, much like the stock market, eventually it ends up where you want it to end up.
A net positive.
Yes, net positive. And it's got to be a big enough net positive between now and the end of the season that finally, after years of wondering, is this our guy? Is this our guy? You have the simple answer of, oh, well, they've definitely got the quarterback. Even if everything else isn't in line, the quarterback is there.
Oh, everything else in line, you say. Did they get the quarterback right? That takes me back. Why does that take me back? Do we win enough games? No. Do we get the quarterback right? No. Everything else is there. Ted Phillips, 2021.
That's bad. And you know what? You know what's worse? Is that that's been the kind of the question and answer every year since.
I actually think it was January of 22, but it was after the 2021 season.
But the point stands.
Let's listen to Ben Johnson as to what he sees. In case you're wondering what he finds valuable, sometimes you hear somebody talk about somebody else in order to see what they really like or what they really want in their quarterback, their individual. Listen to the way Ben Johnson talked about Dak Prescott yesterday.
When I see a quarterback utilize cadence the way that he does, and I know that's a little thing, but it's reflective of he's got total control of the field. He's looking to manipulate the defense. He's looking to control them. Hopefully we'll have a loud crowd here on Sunday that combats his ability to use that cadence to our disadvantage. But when I see that on tape, I know like this is a guy that's seeing the field really well right now, and he's trying to move defenders around. And I think that's when you have an experienced player like that, that's a dangerous thing.
Wait, did he call him out by name? I'm just checking my references here. Did he say Dak Prescott or did he say the Cowboys quarterback? Robbie, what did he say right there? Because
let's play it again. Stand by, please. Computer is rebooting.
Apparently it's not rebooting. Yeah, it's
we've
not rebooting.
Had some computer issues recently. The audio, the board got stuck yesterday. That's okay.
Man, when I see
o'clock.
A quarterback utilize cadence the way that he does, and I know that's a little thing, but
yeah.
It's reflective of he's got total control of the field. He's looking to manipulate the defense. He's looking to control them. Hopefully we'll have a loud crowd here.
I just want to make sure he didn't name him by name because I was going to go back to a previous point about the petty and everything.
Is no, this that's just petty? That's just the way he talks.
Yeah, that's just the way he talks.
Well, he should know who Jared Goff is. That's my point.
He knows who Jared Goff is.
What do you
down.
Care whether or not he knows who Jared
Say
Goff is?
Say his name.
They scored
Say his
52
name.
Points.
Exactly.
What do you think is happening in the next meeting? You think it's going to be any different?
I'll say this.
Maybe the Bears score more.
They may be playing their best football by the next time the Lions are in town.
Okay, that's actually not a bad
This isn't
point.
Even what you're really mad about. You're mad that you didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Doesn't even have to do with this.
Dun, dun, dun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
If the Lions make it to the Super Bowl, do you even care about that?
No, if we win a Super Bowl, Ben Johnson can do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, he also left for a team that I hate. Well, I love the Bears, but
as
a Lions fan,
you're telling on yourself, big guy. You're telling on yourself. But
see, if you bring up the real thing, then all of the other truths come out.
When I heard Ben Johnson talk about Dak Prescott in that manner, I was like, I hope he's got a tissue he can just wipe the saliva off the corner of his mouth, because it sounded like he was salivating over what Dak Prescott brings to the field.
That's it. You've learned right there what he wants in a quarterback.
What he values. And I think...
And what he wants Caleb Williams to be.
And so, first...
CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens ain't walking through that door.
Well, but what are Roma Dunze and DJ Moore? What is Luther Burden III? What
they
is Colston Lovelace?
They haven't utilized them like that.
Who's that on?
It depends on who you ask.
No, it's on the head coach, because the head coach was asked a question about it. He said, that's on me. I'll address that this week. Expect to see more tight end play.
Okay, and something that I did see in watching the tape, though, when you can see some of the all-22s, you see who's open. Like, I think tight end is a read issue for Caleb, too. Like, there are times where the tight ends were open. It's just whether or not, like, Cole Kmet specifically is who I'm thinking of. It's just a matter of whether or not his eyes are there at that time. Like, that's it. Sure, you can design plays specifically for individuals. We don't take away from that. We don't doubt it. But when it comes to some of the way the plays are designed, you can tell that's an option, but it might not be the option.
So is it a processing issue then?
I don't know. I mean, that's how I feel. I think there are some times where you can scheme a guy open, but then there are other times where, you know, if Colston Loveland, for example, is still running his route and QB's ready to throw, well, then you're not throwing there because he doesn't see you.
So maybe it's a timing issue.
Maybe it's the second week of the offense issue.
Okay, that's what I've been hammering home, is that I'm giving them time to grow the grace to get where they need to get to. And I just think this week, week three, against this defense, let it rip.
Well, also, we didn't see the week two jump from week one that we wanted to see out of the Bears. To say the very least... To say the absolute very least, when we were saying, oh, okay, well, you know, typically the biggest jump in the NFL game to game is week one and week two.
Very true for the Lions.
And that incredibly true for the Lions when you consider how bad their offense looked in game one against the Packers. Could not be worse for the Bears when it comes to what you saw out of them, both offensively and defensively. Offensively, incrementally better. But defensively, terrifying.
The Bears moonwalked in week two. That's how they got to week two, by moonwalking. They were going straight backwards.
Yeah, I was wondering where that is going, because I was like, are the Lions moonwalking all over the field?
Oh, no,
There's a bunch of different ways you can go with
moonwalking,
that.
You can go backwards. For any of our, Robbie and the younger people, that's what moonwalking is.
I know
is.
What moonwalking is.
I just needed more.
I can moonwalk. That's actually words. One of the few dances I know.
Do it right now, Robbie.
All right, I'll do it.
Is he
bad gonna, radio?
No, okay.
The Cowboys went 6-3. I was like, y'all are hysterical. We must be watching different games. The Cowboys went toe-to-toe with the Eagles in week one, and you somehow think the Bears can beat them? The Eagles had Jalen Carter get kicked out of the game before kickoff because he spat on the quarterback. Don't do that. Jalen Carter does make that much of a difference to the Eagles. Also, the Eagles aren't even trying. Have you noticed how they're not even throwing the ball downfield? They're just running the ball at will.
A.J. Brown notices, I can tell you that.
But they don't care. They're just going to play their game, and that's what they're doing today.
That's why they have...
I'm sorry the point spread wasn't satisfactory enough for you. And yes, it was a little bit surprising that the Cowboys sans Parsons were not the same team. We're hanging with the Eagles. But that was about two things.
That's why
the Eagles are going to run the ball and do what they want, and Jalen Carter was out.
That's why the Chiefs player was yelling at Jalen Hurts at the end of the game, you don't even have 100 yards. And he's like, scoreboard, scoreboard.
They don't care. They're not even trying to throw the ball downfield.
Just win. Just
like,
win.
Statistically, they have the fewest attempts, I think.
We have a monstrous offensive line. We've got this guy named Saquon. And, of course, I can, deadlift, squat small houses.
But let's not forget how bad the Giants were and how we had no idea who the quarterback was even going to be. Then they got four of them, and it was like the greatest hits of like name recognition. You know, when you had
Jameis Winston,
Tommy DeVito, Jackson Dart, and Russell Wilson.
And eventually it's going to be Jackson Dart, but we're not there yet, apparently.
So given all of that, yes, I consider the Cowboys giving up a billion yards to the Giants and having to go to overtime to beat them at home, mind you. A factor as to how they're going to play against the Bears. That's why I do think there's a chance. This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We continue to talk Bears on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. And you're right. I think it's compelling because you're picking the Bears to lose, but then you also think Caleb Williams is going to make a jump.
Have you seen what Dennis Allen has available to him? I think it's going to be I sent in my prediction to Cody. I think I said 38-31.
I retired after I like tied with David Haugh until like week 16, I think. I think David took me over in 2021. I think Haugh ended up winning in the final week, but we were tied at the top.
Well, I'm 0-2 so far this year. That's all you need to know. And I'm going to be 1-2, though, because 0-3 is staring them in the face.
For anyone interested in the Score host Bears game predictions, you can find them weekly on 670thescore.com, just so you know.
I peaked when I wrote the dystopian scenario about Tom Brady controlling the world's avocado supply. So I was like, I can't top this. I can't be in the prediction game anymore. So we heard what Ben Johnson likes about Dak Prescott. What did he say about Caleb Williams this week?
When you talked about Caleb the other day and you said his eyes weren't in the right place on certain things, like it's something that you were wanting to correct with him, how do you get him to see the field? Like what you're talking about with Dak Prescott, he sees the whole field. How do you get Caleb?
It's just reps. And I've been saying that springtime and in camp throughout. It's just some of these concepts might be the first time. Some of them, they might not be. He might have ran them a dozen times already since we started this thing. And so you just have to do it over and over and over again. And at some point, you worry less about what's my footwork, less about where do my eyes need to be, who am I keying, where do I need to set for this throw. And now you're looking to manipulate the defense a little bit more. How can I look one guy off to create a void to throw the ball into and things of that nature? And we talk about those things, but you gotta do it a lot, and you might fail a few times, and you learn from that, and you do it better the next time. And so we're in that process right now. And like I said, he took a big step from week one to week two. I'm really expecting him to do the same thing week two to week three. But the fact of the matter is, we're not going to go week one, week two, week three, all the way through 17 just like that. We're going to have some hiccups along the way, and I'm aware of that. But his approach to the game right now is what it needs to be. He's coming in. He's doing the work. Eventually, these results will start speaking for themselves. But as long as he puts the work in like he's been doing, we're going to be okay.
That's how I feel. But what defines to you, Marshall, if there's a step backward? Like what would you see? Let's go in the opposite case scenario, because you're saying he needs to make an even bigger jump, or this could be an opportunity for him. What is not satisfactory to you on Sunday if it happens?
Dirt balls, more dirt balls.
Yeah, it's or okay. Balls at the knees.
It's okay if you throw an incomplete pass, right?
Yeah.
Throw a ball where only your guy can get it and he just can't make the play. That's normal quarterbacking right there.
And we're seeing that happen with in the attempts to Roma Dunze. Are they all there? Not necessarily, but that feels like that's what that is going to be.
Keep the turnovers down. We had two potential interceptions. One of them was an interception. The other one negated by penalty. So keep that to a minimum. But the dirt balls are like the number one thing. If it's a swing pass to a running back out of the backfield, just hit him in stride.
That may be the biggest indicator of improvement. That's not his forte.
And if you want to talk about like what a big jump would look like this week, 70%.
Shot downfield. 70% I think is still unrealistic. Like it's a goal and it should be a goal.
I've seen guys do it this year.
Yeah. We have. We also saw do it last year.
Not just a step.
For the whole season.
No. I'm saying if you have a game, a single game, where you throw for 70% or better, that is a big step. Because like you've shown you can do it in a game.
Yeah,
not for the season.
Statistically, you're likely winning the game.
Exactly.
But also, you know how you do that? If you're Jalen Hurts and you're like, here's this pass to this dude 2 yards in front of me. Go run. Like that's what worries me is the screen game is such a crucial part of success in the NFL offensively that may be a big indicator of timing and what we see moving forward. We have more to come here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. We got to get you ready for your fantasy football weekend. Paul Charchi, and we'll do that with us next. We also want to let you know, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas is the place to be for Chicago football fans September 26th through the 29th. How do I know this? I watch football there. Spiegel and Holmes will be broadcasting live that Friday and Saturday. from Stadium Swim. It is the place you want to be with all the games on the big screen. And then they are staying for the Monday reaction show after the Chicago-Las Vegas game. So join the Score for an incredible weekend, September 26th through the 29th. That is next weekend at Circa in Las Vegas, Chicago's football headquarters. Log on to CircaLasVegas.com to reserve your stay today. Marshall, you saw it. You get it.
I don't know that I get it, but I definitely saw it. You see what I'm saying there?
Mm-hmm. You need to go back when you're not injured.
That's a start.
It's a different... Ray and I just had a lovely time watching the Padres and Giants game.
It was awesome. Beautiful.
They make random games incredible.
You can also see some side action.
Was at the sportsbook. Marshall and I had a time at the Circus Sportsbook.
Yeah, I heard Padres fans were getting into fights.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. That's all happening at Circa. Coming up next, let's talk to Paul Charchi in fantasy football news. It's ahead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.